nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Warren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
Ready to roll, sir?
Hang on.
It looks like you're ready to roll.
He's ready to roll.
Ready to roll.
Ready to roll with this?
I don't know. I guess. You guys ready to roll?
Ready to roll!
You ready to roll?
You'll be as loose as a goose and ready to roll in no time.
Then roll it!
Roll it.
It's Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick rolling out another big show with a free fun Friday on March 8th. Good morning, Lauren Silverman.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How about yourself?
Good.
Hey, okay, Nick, good morning. How are you?
What's up, dude?
Hey.
What?
Man, I'm so excited.
What's with the heavy sigh, JP?
Freaking Friday.
Woo! Oh, you said hey.
I was moving stuff around the computer.
Okay.
The Friday, though, hey. I love Fridays. This
especially with the weather the way it is, and then we've got freaking Captain Marvel coming out this weekend.
Marvel, yeah. Marvel is not coming out.
That's Captain Margo. That's my mom.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
My tongue got
it's a whole movie about your mother, the intergalactic superhero.
Exactly.
She flies around shooting lasers at people.
Captain Margo.
That'd be such a crazy childhood.
Right, if your mother was Captain Marvel? Maybe that's the next one. Maybe she has a kid.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like raising the kid. It's like, Mom, stop shooting lasers at people all the time.
You have to do what she says. She'll shoot lasers out of her eyes.
Do you have to stop bank robberies every time? I'm trying to spend some time with you, Mom.
We were talking.
Yeah.
I was telling you.
I love
lots of important things,
guys,
Mom.
Something funny and you guys can just go for a good 30 seconds with
so
it.
So this weekend, I'm having a massive internal debate. I'm supposed to, I have a trip to Kansas City. It's a surprise party for somebody that a lot of my family down there listens to the show. So I got to be careful. But it's a surprise party and I'm supposed to be going down there. But I found out because it's freezing cold and it's in a barn. And they're just going to make some bonfires around for people to be warm.
In the
warm
barn?
Up a little.
Yeah, around the barn.
Okay,
yeah.
Around.
But in the barn's going to be cold.
That'd be really weird.
So I'm like, well, you could have a little, it's a giant barn. So you could have like
then
little, the little tubs and stuff.
Yeah.
But so now it has been suggested to me not to take my children. I was looking forward to a weekend with my kids down in Kansas City. They're not going now. So I'm debating on just not going. And because I want to stay home with my kids.
Well, that's understandable.
I really want a weekend with my kiddos, but I feel bad because I was thinking about it. You know, I'm an uncle. When I'm like up there in age and someone's throwing a big surprise party for me, I would want my nephew to be there.
Right.
Right.
So I'm like,
can you go for the day and come back? Can you do half the weekend?
Yeah, it'll be with my family. If I go down there, I'll get there at noon. I won't remember most of the evening, and then I'm going to wake up after noon the next day.
And you're going to need some recovery time before you drive back?
Right. Yes, there'll be moonshine and all sorts of stuff, because this is the redneck side of my family.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's a...
Thus in a barn.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out what to do, so I don't know. It's like just a weird... Because you feel bad missing those kind of parties for family members.
Just go.
Yeah. I really want to spend some time with my boy. That's the thing, like, I don't know.
Next week is spring break. You can spend as much time as you want with your boy.
Oh, no. He's going to be at Bubbles and Blocks all week, and I'm not picking him up till 6 p.m., and it's going to be awesome.
Then it feels like you've made your choice. Then this feels like a false decision here.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This whole, like, when your kid goes, you guys know how this is. When you don't have kids in like, elementary school, you can pick them up whenever the heck you feel like, if they're at, you know, at a daycare or whatever. Now I know, 3:38, old Husker Nick knows exactly where he is every day.
That's cool.
Like, there's no choice in the matter. So when you get those random choices, it's like, you're staying there, and I'm enjoying my day.
But just it doesn't make sense to say you're going to skip this party because you want to spend time with him, but also, like,
quick question
you could
for you.
Just pick him up on Monday.
Lauren,
Tuesday,
I'm about to prove,
Wednesday.
I'm going to make a point here, and I think you're going to agree. What about me ever makes sense?
Well, that's fair.
Thank you.
That's a good
I'm just saying.
It's a true fact.
I don't know. I'm like back and forth.
I think you're making this decision harder than it needs to be.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the
probably.
JP Warren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Well, that's the kind of fun you get on a free fun Friday. We'll have that out of context contest, fake news, a redneck movie review. Jungle John's going to be here. And a chance to get it off your chest, too. It's a full Free Fun Friday.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Patience is a virtue that's not nearly as common as it used to be.
Okay.
And here's an issue, and it's not just locally, it's worldwide.
Okay.
It's an issue.
All right.
So a woman in Germany called the cops yesterday and said her husband had been murdered.
Oh, that seems serious.
Wait, her husband was murdered?
Murdered.
That's what she told the police?
He says, hi, my husband has been murdered.
Okay, so now the police are like, all right, let's get the task force out. We got to start getting to her house and looking for
clues. They're in a hurry.
Yeah, they're gonna hustle a little bit quicker than
if the lights are on if they think there's been a murder.
Right. Somebody get your magnifying glass and your really nifty hat.
My husband's been murdered. They're probably arriving faster for the murder.
That's a big deal. Yeah, people.
Well, they showed up. The cops really quickly did. And no, the husband was there and he was fine.
Okay.
So this story is a happy one. He wasn't murdered. So what? She was mistaken.
Why would she say that?
It turns out she just claimed he had been murdered because she thought they'd show up faster and tow a car that was blocking her driveway.
Hold on. I mean, she's not wrong. If you were to call the police and say, there's a car blocking my driveway, versus if you were to call the police and say, my husband has been murdered, she is correct. They will, in fact, arrive faster on account of the murder.
I'm not going to lie. I would love it if, like, you were this lady in this and the cop showed up and I see you, like, doing, like, a real dramatic, like, oh, my God, my husband's still alive. I am so happy, but that car is blocking my driveway.
Also, this a-hole's been in front of my driveway for 2 days.
Like, I would dress up like a Southern Belle for that. Like, I would really, I mean, like, oh, my dear, my heroes are here.
Would it surprise you that she was drunk at the time when she made that call?
Not that surprising, no.
Sometimes your best thoughts are either when you're pooping or drinking. That's mine. Anyway.
That does feel like a drunk thought because it's not wrong. It just doesn't extrapolate out to consequences.
Yeah. I'm going to add on to it. She was drunk and trying to get in her car and drive away.
Wait.
So is it possible?
That's why she called the cops to get.
So is it possible that the person blocking the garage was doing that on purpose because she was trying to drunkenly drive her car out of the way?
Okay, here's the thing. On the list of things she could have decided to do, she could have decided to get into her car and just slam into that thing.
That's true.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, it could have been worse.
Call the cops and fake a murder, or you smash into the car.
I mean, I guess it could have been worse on a certain level.
It's not awesome for her because now she's getting charged for misusing the emergency number and for the investigation. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Her husband's got to be real happy with that.
Yeah, right? Of all the things you could come up with, of all the weird reasons to call 911, it's that I'm dead?
Can you imagine him opening the door like he doesn't know any of this is going on?
Sure.
And he's just eating like a Triscuit. And he like answers the door and he's like, hey, what are you guys here for? Are you the husband? I am the husband. What's wrong? We thought you were dead. Oh, no. Triscuit.
You seem okay.
Good.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
Lauren will tell us what's happening with our favorite country stars with the Nitty Gritty from Music City and more on the way.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Well, Dustin Lynch has new music for us, and there is a lyric in his song called Riding Roads that was inspired by a crime his cousins committed. What kind of crime? Just imagine something that dumb teenagers would do.
I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time.
So the lyric, in case you couldn't understand, was I don't know where we are, cause someone stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. He said, my cousins got caught with 30-something street signs in their attic when they were in high school.
That's funny.
When you're riding roads, sometimes you want to impress your friends and the girls and steal street signs. Then they got caught and went to jail.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot. I never think God jumped on that whole bandwagon stealing street signs.
But not 30.
I had buddies that had
one, you can get busted.
A ton of them in their garage.
Yeah.
He says, I think because that was a hard-earned memory, that is probably my favorite line. Riding Roads is the title track of Dustin's new album that drops today. He says it's a, quote, kick off the next chapter of his music. He's planning to release his fourth album later this year. Okay. Well, you might be seeing John Party and Lauren Elena strapping on tool belts at some point this year. They are both 2019 ambassadors for the Ply Gem Home for Good project, which builds homes with Habitat for Humanity. So that's awesome. John says, I grew up in a community where neighbors help each other. So when the opportunity came up, I said, absolutely, let's go build some houses.
Neat.
And finally, Brett Eldridge made a New Year's resolution and kept it. He resolved to take a social media hiatus And he has not been seen at all on social media until this week. He went to Instagram to say that he is, quote, alive and well and creating music on a deeper level. So there you go. Brett Eldridge is just fine. He's just absent from social media. And it'll be good for all of us because he'll have new music on the other side. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
It's a chance to tell us something good. Good things on the way. And if you've got one, you can put it up on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
All right, let's celebrate some people doing some good things. If you got a good thing, you let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Lauren, what is your good thing today?
So I have a good neighbors helping neighbors type story. It comes out of New Jersey, and there is a woman there who's been on dialysis for a while. And if you have ever known anyone who has to have regular dialysis, you know that they have to. It was keeping her alive. So for a long time, one of her neighbors has been shoveling her driveway to make sure she can get out every time it snows. But he is a paramedic, and they just had a big snowstorm, so he was called in and was at work for a long time.
Wow, yeah, probably.
So this guy's little brother, whose name is Patrick, he's a high school senior, and he decided he would step in to help. This woman has to go super early. So Patrick and four of his high school friends got there at 4:30 in the morning to dig it all out, clear all her sidewalks, all her driveways, or all her driveway. She doesn't have more than one driveway. That'd be weird. But so his brother, the paramedic, shared a photo just how cool it was that these high school boys were willing to get up at 4:30 in the morning and help this lady out. They were hoping for a snow day. They did not get one, so they went to school afterwards.
Good kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, real quick. Yesterday there was the pro day for a lot of the Huskers because you only had one Husker senior who was asked to go to the NFL Combine. So yesterday was a big day for all the other Husker football players who had their opportunity. There was, I believe I saw 29 football teams, NFL teams that were there to watch.
That's awesome.
And guys like Tanner Farmer, Divine Ozigbo, a lot of those guys did a really nice job. Tanner Farmer tested out really well. So there'll be a lot of people going back and watching film on him now. And hopefully when they go back, they'll see something where they're like, hey, you know what? I think we can have him playing a little better than what he did in college, and let's get him a contract.
Very cool.
It's worked out for a lot of friends of ours that are in the NFL.
That's for sure.
Hopefully it keeps going.
My good thing is plan on me not being here on May 31st because this is happening. Disneyland is opening up Star Wars Land Galaxy Edge.
So you're flying to California?
You gotta go. You gotta go.
I am going. I am
awesome.
Gonna go. They're opening it up, the big Star Wars section of the park at Disneyland on May 31st and then August 29th at Disney World. But yeah,
we should try to find him some Star Wars themed Kleenex that he can take with him. So you can cry into his star.
Because
you'll be tearing up all over the place.
An emotional reaction.
When you walk up to the... They've got the freaking...
Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon in there. You're going to sit down and be like, oh my God.
They got a Millennium Falcon ride.
I bet Han Solo has had sex with Princess Leia right here.
What?
No. And then you'll start crying. And then you'll start asking people, is it possible? Is that possible?
No, it's not because, unfortunately, Carrie Fisher's dead, and this is like a brand new Millennium Falcon that they put out there.
All right, just, you know.
So.
They got like holograms and stuff.
They're going to bring them back just for that.
Wow. I figured you're going to show up and pretend like everything's real. That's how I figured that'd go down.
I mean, it's very cool. I'm very excited about it. It's not real.
I'm excited for you, buddy.
I can't wait. It's going to be neat.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
I don't know if we can use pork grinds anymore for Cooter Bocevis' Redneck Movie Reviews.
This might change everything.
Mm. That's in just a few.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
First, who's in the Millionaires Club for this hour, Lauren?
Wade, Paula, Shirley, Thomas, Sharon, and Dawn.
Okay, so they will have a chance to win the $414 million with us. We'll do another ticket coming up at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour, and everybody who calls in can come by and grab themselves a 2x2 ticket to Tunes with a chance to
awesome.
Go to Vegas and see the Bellagio.
Good luck.
And a show of your choice, which
my
is a very
goodness.
Cool thing. That's a fancy place. I bet that they probably have pork rinds at the Bellagio.
You think
now
so?
Now they do.
Yeah,
pork rinds are so good.
Long regarded as the greasy gas station staple, pork rinds have emerged as it's 2019's unlikeliest classy snack.
Yum.
According to the Wall Street Journal, who put this one out.
Nice.
And so,
is this going to bother Cooter Bocephus?
No, good point.
He doesn't read. And his ilk.
He can't hardly read. I don't think they're going to care.
Like if his favorite things were suddenly being recognized as classy.
You got to remember, at some point, hipsters took over Pabst Blue Ribbon as like a beverage
That's
of choice.
A true thing.
And it hadn't stopped my family members from downing gallons of that stuff. So it'll be fine. That'll be all right.
So apparently the ingredients are like humanely raised pork, Himalayan pink salt.
Those are pork rinds.
Pork cloud cinnamon Ceylon rinds are meant to be paired with craft beer or turned into curious croutons.
That sounds delightful.
Have you guys seen with the rise in the keto diet? Pork rinds are like a huge snack in that thing too. So like they've pork rinds went from like your greasy, unhealthy, you know, like truckers eat this stuff and rednecks to now like you said, the classy of people get the pinky finger out
with their pork rind. I don't think I have ever had a pork rind in my whole life.
Really? Oh, they're good.
Really? They're wonderful.
They're kind of, it's like you're almost just eating air. Like, have you ever, you've had a rice, like, what are they called? Rice cakes? Or same idea.
Really?
Except for they tell you this is made of pork. I don't know if it is.
Does it taste like pork?
No, it's just, it's whatever flavor.
Salty?
It's
almost tastes like
salty air.
Rob, kinda. Our boss Rob likes pork rinds, and he usually has a bag in his office, like barbecue. It like tastes like barbecue chips.
So it tastes like whatever seasoning is on it.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that it's actually pork of any kind. They just call them pork rinds.
Seasoned crunchy air.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you'll eat one and be like, "This is just a rice patty, like a rice cake." I don't believe you that this is actually
that. Also tastes like seasoned crunchy air.
So slowly but surely, pork rinds is becoming the next avocado toast.
Man, that's funny. I like it.
The people out there. So.
I'm telling you, hey, like
they're probably gluten free too.
A few years ago, Pabst Blue Ribbon went from being like the redneck poor person drink to like all these hoity toity people drinking that stuff. It doesn't surprise me.
You can have your pork rinds with your Pabst Blue Ribbon.
There you go.
More. Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And speaking of pork rinds, how many pork grind bags will our good friend Cooter Bocephus give Captain Marvel? That is...
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win your way to see today's movie.
Free is better.
Out of context contest, so be ready for that. Before that, though, it feels like the movie season is now beginning because we've got a massive film that everybody's going to go see probably this weekend.
Breaking records, I hear. Okay. Going to be setting some records, and then we got the Avengers movie coming out in a month. That will then be breaking those records, setting records.
Okay, but your cousin Cooter Bocephus got an advanced screening.
Aw, yeah.
Here we go.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bocephus.
Yeah. All right, y'all, now listen up. We got a new movie out this week. It's a big one, another Marvel movie. And this one's introducing a new character named Captain Marvel. Now, you know she's got to be awesome if her name is Marvel and it's a Marvel movie. She is awesome. This one y'all need to see. Here's a little preview.
I keep having these memories. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
We have no idea what threats are out there. Can't do this alone. We need you.
I'm not what you think I am.
Oh, so excited.
To be fair, could you say literally anything over that music and it would sound super dramatic?
Y'all know it would be. Like, I need to eat a hot dog with extra relish. And it'd be like, pum, pum, pum.
we're out of milk. Bah, 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 bah.
All right, y'all. So this here movie, this is kind of Marvel's answer to Wonder Woman. It's okay. going to be big, big, big. Captain Marvel's awesome. She's one of the strongest characters. If y'all watch the end of Infinity War, the Avengers War, right before Samuel Jackson dissipates into the earth and the world, he tells you, this is the logo of the hero that's going to save us. That's Captain Marvel.
Oh.
This movie's awesome. She's super powerful. It's going to be great. Brie Larson is amazing, y'all. She's going to be good in this movie. They use these computers to make Samuel Jackson look like he's 38 again. I'll be curious if he cusses or not. That's kind of his thing, y'all.
That'd be a good point.
If I have seen the other movies but have superhero movie-related amnesia, am I going to understand this movie?
Y'all be just fine.
Okay.
Yep. This actually starts her series of movies.
Okay.
So it's like an origin story for her. It takes place in the 80s. When she comes to Earth, she lands in a Blockbuster, y'all.
Yay!
That's awesome. So there's all sorts of good stuff. And this will be setting up because in a month, you got the new Avengers movie and she'll play a big role in that there movie, y'all. So you got to go see that thing.
Okay.
Definitely recommend it. And really good movie. I'm going to give it 5. Bags of pork grinds. Once that Avengers movie is done, Captain Marvel's going to be Captain Marvel, Black Panther, and probably Thor will be like their main characters that they'll have in all these Marvel movies.
Okay.
So get to know Captain Marvel because she's awesome. All right, y'all, this is Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas. And hey, I may not be able to read the credits, but I know what a good movie is, right?
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll give you your chance to win at your way to see Captain Marvel Live at the Marcus Grand Theater with Out of Context Contest next.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
If you need me to come put my tongue in your ketchup, I will, but...
Yeah!
What in the world were you thinking?
Studies about how it's the dirtiest thing you touch all day and all that. And that's when it hasn't just recently been removed from your butt.
What in the world were you thinking?
Ew! God, that's creepy. Please don't ever say that to me again.
I don't think I miss what you think it means.
That's 80 day on this show.
When JP said he was going to lay you down, you were so polite with how you said, please don't ever say that to me again. Like, it was super polite. I noticed that when I was cutting that audio up last week.
That is about enough of that.
It's your chance to play and win without a context contest where you take bits of our show and try to be ridiculous with them.
Oh, it's not hard.
No, it's not.
I mean, our show by itself is really stupid. So, like, it's fun to...
take little bits of it out of context, even dumb.
And it's brought to you by Husker Lawn and Leisure Show. We bring in, we've got Tammy and Lauren waiting in the wings. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Are enjoying our ridiculous show?
Of course.
What if she said no right
now? I know, right? That felt, like a loaded moment.
No, seriously, I was nervous for a second. Like, what if she tells the truth?
That's when we have to step up our game.
What if
make
she's like,
better?
I don't listen to this show. I just free movie tickets.
I just wanted to go to the movies. I happened to be flipping through. Well, we appreciate you, Casey.
All right, game's super simple. Yes. Here's what we do. Each week, I will take some audio out of context from our show, and then I'm going to give you three options after you listen to it, an A, a B, and a C. Two of them are fake. One of them's real. You just got to figure it out which one of them is real, and you keep moving forward. If you miss, stay on the line because we will cycle through this baby until we get a winner.
Yeah,
sometimes
exactly.
It takes a while. Sometimes it's the first person that gets it. So there you go.
Here we go.
A lot of fun.
Piece number one.
And you already told me my theory that if something can touch me, I can touch it is wrong.
Well, it is. It is wrong.
Well, probably.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah!
All right. A, that's why Husker Nick's not allowed to go to a strip club. B, that's Husker Nick's theory on punching ghosts, because if they can touch me, I can punch a ghost. It's kind of like a bucket list thing for me to fight a ghost. It'd be fun. Or C, that's Husker Nick's theory with zoo animals. That's why I'm also not allowed to go to zoos.
I'm going to go with B.
Yes, it is B. Cheryl Ann you heard in there.
Our special guest, Cheryl Ann.
She had a ghost in a barn on some guy's farm, and she told him to go in there and tell him, just get. And I was like, that ghost is not going to be happy with him when it says to get. All right, so you got the first one.
Yep.
Here's your second piece of audio.
Ah, spring break. A chance to hook up with co-eds from all 50 states.
All right, JP has big plans for next week. You can kick the frat bro out of Doan, but you can't kick the frat bro out of JP.
It's good to have goals.
Yeah, right? Man. B, JP was about to wax all poetic about a new feature on Tinder that will help people set up their spring break sexcapades a week in advance. Or C, JP was about to tell us about Coryell's plans for spring break next week because she's a real go-getter.
B.
It is
yes.
B again.
Yes, and he just wrote the creepiest headline ever.
Yeah. Right how I feel. All right.
So. Wait, what?
Just kidding. Like,
you're not helping.
No, that wasn't...
Not making
no.
it better.
No, no. That didn't work.
Well, Casey, you've got two so far.
Look if out, college girls.
This one, you're going to sweep the board and win. Yes. If not, you got Lauren and Tammy waiting in the wings.
Yes.
Our final piece in Out of Context contest this week.
It seems like, true. I mean, that's pretty big.
Yeah!
So the question is, what is pretty big? It seems like, true. I mean, that's pretty big.
All right, so A, Lauren's talking about some meat that was left in the back of a Uber and how big the meat was in the back of the Uber.
It seems like, true. I mean, that's pretty big.
Sorry. B, we were talking about why Nebraska is one of the best states in the union, and Lauren mentioned she went to took her kids the first time to Carhenge and didn't realize how big Carhenge was.
It seems like, true. I mean, that's pretty big.
There's a lot of cars all around stacked on each other. Mm-hmm. Or C, Lauren was talking about that time she and her friends cracked open a bottle of wine and Googled Jamie Foxx's wiener.
I mean, that's pretty big.
That would actually be pretty funny. I'm
going
to go with A.
It is A.
Wow.
It is A.
In the back of an Uber.
It was like 40 pounds of pulled pork and pulled chicken. How do you forget that?
Right?
Right?
To be truthful, B was the only actual lie there. Other ones were stories from like 3 years ago on the show.
It didn't happen this week.
Well, Casey, you know the show, and you swept the board, and you are going to see whatever movie you want to see, including the possibility to go see Captain Marvel this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You are awesome.
I tried.
All right. Hang on the phone. We'll get more details to you. And thank you to Lauren and Tammy for also being a part of Out of Context Contest.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
A chance to just get angry with no repercussions. Out of Context Contest done. We get to get it off our chest. Brought to you by the Husker Lawn and Leisure Show next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Enough is enough! I take a flamethrower to this place!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
We got
work! All right!
We've all got places to go! We've all got places to go!
And everything about
Kevin!
That's right, we didn't ask you. Rival Dad has apparently requested that I stop saying the phrase torquing you off.
For those who don't know, Rival Dad's my best friend who's just a little bit better at everything than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rival Dad
and
can go to
over
hell.
You saying, he's over you saying torquing people off.
All right, normally I'm the one saying you're being creepy, but I've only heard that phrase in relation to anger.
Right.
Wow. Ticked off.
Thank you. So I'll
defend
right
you on
there.
This one.
I think it's the phrase after that. Like, I think torquing is fine, but it's when he adds it to people
you
off.
You off.
Something's torquing
you
off.
And it's JP. Like, you know, there's like a little underneath tone there.
Rival Dad, go to hell.
Nobody asked you, Rival Dad.
All right, this is your chance to rant about whatever may be bugging you. You could insert any kind of weather rant you've got. Just something that's really bothering you. This is the group therapy that is get it off your chest. So you can let us know Facebook and Twitter, KX969. If you'd like to stay anonymous, you can direct message us. And when we get to the phone calls coming up here with, hi, Kix, hold on really quick, you'll be first in line. When we get to your phone calls, well, you can also stay anonymous that way, too.
You can tweet us like Steph, who said, I do people's taxes, and people who bring me a year's worth of gross stained receipts for me to sort through and add up are the worst kind of people.
They're horrible people. Hot Mess Husker on Twitter. Nothing pisses me off like people who can't show up on time for work. Your time is no more important than anyone else's. Entitled Brats and Rant. Happy Friday. So that's how you do it. 466-9696. We'll open up the phone lines now.
One more.
Okay.
Shannon on Facebook says, people that can't turn on their headlights in this fog. Also, that damn giraffe is in labor again.
So, your chance to do
Don't
it.
Don't miss this.
Right here.
Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
466-9696 to jump on the line and get it off your chest. You can do it on Facebook and Twitter as well. KX96. Just like that kid, he wants the weather to be better.
Real quick, just 2 seconds.
Yeah.
For my brother-in-law, who is the man who is in charge down at Haymarket Park of making sure that field looks nice, he came over to my house yesterday. We had like a 5 hour so he could sit around and complain about trying to get that field ready because doggone it, we want some Husker baseball and he wants it too.
We've had a couple other messages about people who can't play baseball.
So I'm going to sum it up this way. He said he spent 7 days shoveling, because you can't use a machine. You have to shovel the infield.
Oh, wow.
Only to have more snow than they thought would drop.
Oh.
Yeah.
When he finally finished it.
Gonna start over!
Yeah, if I'm gonna sum up the 5 hours that I can do it for radio, it'd be... That was pretty much his conversation. So, we feel for you guys. We love you guys. Yep. Keep working down there.
So 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969, to get it off your chest.
We got an anonymous one. When you find out important news from someone's Facebook status rather than a phone call.
Oh my gosh. It should be legal to throat punch that person.
Before you announce things, you should think, who else do I need to tell in person?
Open hand slap them. Whatever you need to do, it should be legal.
466-9696. Your calls to get it off your chest.
I've got one when we come back.
Or you can also do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And yell about some.
Gonna stop us now.
Good morning.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
And everything about you.
Nobody asked you, Kevin.
Jason,
make it warm. Lots of complaints about the cold and the snow. And hey, guess what? It's gonna flood after it starts melting.
It is a lot of snow to melt.
Yeah. So if you have something that you need to get off your chest, you could do that on Facebook or Twitter as well at KX969.
Like on Twitter, Rosehood Bus Blinkers, people. They are on your vehicle for a reason. Use them.
Your emphasis is just the best part about
You're welcome.
All of that. Hi, Kix.
Hi. I understand that boys' state basketball is in town. But that doesn't mean people have to drive like freaking idiots. They go 25 and 35s, or down Cornhusker going 30, and don't let anybody pass, and it's stupid.
It is, unfortunately. Hey, thanks for coming to our town. Just go to the speed limit.
I need to rant a little about my lovely youngest son.
Okay.
He lately, and granted, I think I ranted about the fact that he has been waking us up at all hours of the night repeatedly lately.
Yeah.
But now he's doing a little better at staying in his own bed. But how he does that, he says he's not scared if he pulls all of his sheets and blankets over his head and sleeps that way. What happens is, oh my God, does this kid sweat? He sweats to the point I thought he had wet his bed a couple of times. And every damn morning, he smells like a giant foot. Like, because he's so sweat. I have to wash his sheets every other day. Oh my gosh, you get him out of bed and you're like, whoa! It's like some big sweaty man took off his shoes in that bed. It is nasty. And then he wants to come get in my bed with his big foot head.
Carter James is now sleeping in my sleeping bag, which is made for like 27 degree weather to keep you warm. Same thing, except for he's in a darn sleeping bag, so that sleeping bag smells so ungodly terrible.
Wow, yeah.
I told Jess, I go, he can just have it. I'm gonna buy a new one. Right with you, girl.
Yeah. Hi, Kix, get it off your chest.
Yeah, people that can't put salt on their sidewalks and driveways from the last blizzard. And then complain and threaten to sue you because they fall on it trying to get the newspaper.
So because you couldn't get the newspaper close enough because they didn't salt, they're going to sue you?
Yeah.
That seems reasonable.
We just got a direct message from Josh. I can't stand when bikers are taking up the whole road like they're playing Tour de France. Carry on and you'll be doing Tour de Hospital.
No, 100%. When I run for mayor this year, my main platform is to get rid of those stupid bike lanes. They're done.
Well, no, the bike lanes are where they're supposed to be.
No, I don't care. You still can run someone over and they break the law in them. There's a reason there's red lights in the bike lane, you jabronis. I'm with that person.
Hi, Kix.
Hi,
where you get to like talk and like rave about people that you really don't like. Or
yes, it is.
You can, absolutely, yeah.
You can get it.
Oh my God, you guys are going to love this one. Okay, so the lady at our office is stealing my tampon.
Is stealing your tampons? From where?
Stealing, no. Like, I don't laugh. Is that funny? I'm mad.
From, like, your desk?
No, okay, so we have, like, this little closet storage thing that we put inside the women's restroom. It's all fine and dandy because we put tissues in there and toilet paper in there and, you know, nice things like nice soap and tampons. The office doesn't buy tampons. She works up front in the office, so she would know that. So why would she get my tampons? I have no idea.
Do they does everything in there suddenly become community property?
Apparently. Like, even my lotion, too. Like, that's not my lotion. Like, that's mine, not yours. Don't
you need to write your name on them and see if it still happens.
That does not help. That does not.
Really? Even, like, writing your name on the box and stuff?
Like, so, I was like, so we have three boxes of tampons in another room. I was like, so did you open the other one? She's like, no. I was like, good, because, like, half of them are gone. You know those things are expensive?
Yeah. That is true. They are not cheap.
Itching powder in it, and, like, I'm going to reseal it and everything.
Put itching powder in it. Oh, my God.
That's probably not the best solution for that.
That would be the worst. Like, oh, my God.
I mean, that we've had the whole situation where people keep eating other people's lunches out of the fridge, and so they put...
I wrote my name
laxative
on. I just told you guys how much I love my sriracha. I love sriracha. Like right now, my stomach is angry at my head because I just had a whole bunch of sriracha. But I wrote my name on the sriracha that I keep in the fridge in there.
Yeah.
I came back. It's empty. And on the thing, it said Nick. On it, it just said, thanks, Nick. And I was like, hate whoever this is. I am going to find you and I am going to end you. Oh my goodness.
Wow, they didn't even like
they didn't make it pretend like it wasn't. God, no, they just said thanks, Nick.
Just a jerk.
Feels like it's Cori L. I could see her drinking sriracha. I could see her doing it. Dude. I think it's Cori L. If it's Cori L, I can't get mad at Cori L.
It's kind of hard.
It's my homegirl.
All right. Well, if you need to get it off your chest, you can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, and every Friday at 8:40.
Hold on. This is What's Next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
What's next is this. Your chance to join the Millionaires Club. That'll make you smile a little bit and get your chance to go and win with the Ticket to Tunes 2x2 promotion. Win a trip to Vegas, a four-night stay at the Bellagio, and tickets to a headliner show of your choice. So 466-9696. We need six of you to join the ticket, and we'll go buy it. And then you just come on by 38th and Cornhusker to grab one of these awesome 2x2 Ticket to Tunes, and you'll get hooked up from Kix 96.9.
Live on your radio, in the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Jungle John broke out his big, handsome lizard.
So are you going to touch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
it's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
Let's put this rat so everybody can see. Oh, my gosh, it's Steve. You brought an alligator into our studio. Jungle John is here every Friday.
Why is it so funny when animals have people names?
Steve. I love it. It's awesome.
Well, what about... people having animal names.
Like Spike?
Yeah.
Or Rover?
Or Godzilla?
Or Zazu or whatever.
It's a little funny, too.
Velociraptor?
Velociraptor, exactly. Blue.
I'm getting really close to Steve. He's not going to bite the camera, is he?
Not usually. Does it smell? Where have you had it? His
eyes are really interesting.
I swear he's giving you duck face right now.
Duck face. Like he's poking his lips out a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Like he's posing because you're taking very close video.
Really closely
of Steve. Oh my God.
Yeah, nope. He's done. Duck face done.
He is about to snap your fingers.
We're good, pal.
Did you jump out of the way, Nick?
Yes, I did. Okay. Listen, man, there's a lot of things I'm okay with. Getting bit in the face by a tiny alligator is not one of them.
Well, Nick's been bit in the face before, so.
Yes.
You know, so it's not by a lot of little sharp teeth. So being a little bit tooth shy.
For those who don't know, when I was like, I don't even know, I was probably in middle school, I was holding my neighbor has a python that actually ended up at the zoo up in Omaha because it could wrap around a pool table.
Oh,
head
wow.
to tail, like that's how big this thing was.
It's a lot of snake.
And they turned on, it was smaller at that time. It was only like 5 feet. And I was holding it. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Sure.
and I'm holding it, and they turn on the lawnmower, and it went.
Oh, quack, no!
Right on, right. It's. I was like looking into its mouth,
and it bit you in the face.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it got me. Got me good.
We're talking like 60
yeah.
teeth in and that I'm, mouth.
I'm out on snakes now. That's why I'm out on snakes.
That's a good reason.
It's a animals, real good
yeah,
reason.
So I, you know,
that's a good reason.
But 60 little razor blades.
Yeah, I was bleeding all over the place.
How many little razor blades are in Steve's mouth?
Oh, Steve doesn't have that many.
Okay.
But they are fairly sharp. Okay. And now Steve uses his teeth to latch on to a hunk of meat. Okay. And he'll spin it off and then he'll swallow it whole.
Nice.
He doesn't use his teeth like you and I. You know, we grind out. We chew our right. food 24 times before swallowing.
He just needs to grab it and swallow.
He don't do no chewing.
No chewing?
He just takes it. Did you see the picture? There's like a 700-pound Was it a crocodile, I think it was, that
oh,
they found?
Yeah.
Was it on a golf course somewhere?
That's a gold darn dinosaur.
Well, this is,
that is not a normal animal.
Well, Steve can live to 80.
Will he be 700 pounds?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How old is Steve now?
He's just a couple years old. He's just a baby.
Hey, buddy.
Aww.
He's cool, dude. Like, he's super. Like I said, I'm not about having those kind of animals in my face, but he's cool.
And Steve's like some people, he saves his fat in his butt, okay, his tail.
He's got
he does have a chunky tail. So,
you know, Steve is literally the opposite of JP. Like JP stores nothing in his butt. He is a little tiny tushy.
Would alligator implants help me? Or
there
like,
you
like,
go.
Injections? Yeah. Butt injections like from an alligator?
Yeah, dude, never heard of JP awesome. As having a tiny tushy.
He does, no. like Gru.
He's built like Gru. You haven't noticed? See? Now he's noticed.
Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it.
You know, where do I look when you make a comment
just
like
watch
that?
When he walks down the hallway.
It's the upper body and then the little legs.
You watch when he walks down the hallway.
But you haven't got the pointy nose that grew that.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
We went from, you know, it's really amazing what
Okay, so you do have to announce you guys are not opening today as you were expected to because everything's covered in snow and no one's going to come to the zoo.
Everything's covered in snow. You know, we want nothing but the best experience for our I mean, we got unprecedented snow for Pete's sake. Like, you know, the most snow like in 100 years.
Yeah. The animals don't want to come out and see anybody either, right?
Well, that's just, snow leopards are fine.
Yeah, there you go. But
they're like, what's this?
You know how many petitions they put together and sent to this man over the last few years? These animals are like, no!
So they're just going, no, we're going to wait a little bit. And, you know, we want a great experience for our guests and a safe experience. So, you know, just we're going to roll it out. Give us a couple weeks. You know, hopefully in a couple weeks, things will dry up a little bit. Things get a bit warmer. There'll be more seasonal instead of less seasonal that we've all had.
Right.
This record snowfall has just kicked everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, so be patient, please.
What's your new date?
What's March 22.
Okay.
Nice.
Which is 2 weeks from today.
The Carter man officially is over winter because he said to me, he goes, Dad, I'm ready to go to the zoo.
There we go.
So he is over winter and he's ready for it to be gone. So you can go check out the zoo.
And March 22 is when the zoo opens, but May is when tigers and giraffes and monkeys and all that. But we'll probably have you guys in there checking out the monkey area beforehand.
Yes.
You're going to have to experience and tell your guests about how phenomenal this is.
Inside the old Ager Center,
inside
right?
The old zoo building, exactly.
Man, that's exciting.
It's really growing. It's looking really awesome right now. I think people are going to be really excited. But that's happening in May. Be patient with us.
We will.
Really appreciate it. We got a lot of great visitors out there. We want to make the best experience for you. So the zoo will be opening March 22nd with the expansion in May.
It's all right. Okay. So.
Thanks, Steve.
Ready to go.
And, you know, still go to the zoo's website, check out everything, and Steve will see you at the zoo.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lorne and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
Steve won't bite us.
He won't. I just feel like you're being annoying, JP. You're way up in his face with that camera.
Hey, last time that was Jungle John shoving
That's
him
true.
In my
okay.
camera's face.
I can hardly wait.
And we bring in our roving reporter, Sam. Good morning, Sam. Where are you and what are you doing?
I'm in Ashland, Nebraska, heading to work.
Very good. What do you do?
I'm a vet tech.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome.
Well, welcome to the show and thanks for listening. All right, so here, real easy thing. It's a game we call Fake News Friday. I'll give you three headlines. You just have to identify what headlines are real and what headlines are fake, and you go to the movies on us down at the Grand Theater downtown this weekend, okay?
Okay.
All right, your first headline in Fake News Friday. IKEA sells a chocolate bunny you have to put together yourself. Is that a real or fake headline?
Real?
You're right.
Actually, yes. Yes, it is.
The Swedish home retailer is now selling something that will make you rethink your feelings about your DIY projects, a chocolate bunny called the Verskasla milk chocolate bunny, just in time for Easter. Comes in three pieces you have to put together yourself. It requires no tools, but when you're finished building it, you can eat it. It's 3 ounces, contains a minimum of 30% coca, and it is UTZ certified, which means sustainable farming standards and safe conditions for workers.
Seems like you could also eat it without putting it together, because sometimes you look at your food and think, you know what? It's just not enough work.
That's a good point. All right, so you got 1 point. Headline number two for Fake News Friday. Two altar boys were arrested for putting weed in the sensor burners.
No.
At church. Is that real or is that fake?
Is that real?
It is not, no.
Oh, good. Well, good. I'm glad.
Can you imagine that happening at church?
I would hope not, but...
Good. I'm glad that's not real.
All right. Our final headline for Fake News Friday, and if you get this right, you're going to the movies on us down at the Grand Theater downtown. Colossal asteroid set to travel by Earth today. NASA says we'll be fine.
Fake.
Would you like to change your answer?
Real?
Yep.
Oh my.
So, you'd be happy to know that the doomsday won't be happening anytime this week. But it is true. A giant space rock is set to travel by the Earth today. It's a mega asteroid. They've named it 2019 DN. It measures 298 and 650 feet wide, according to NASA. But it's going to pass Earth about 13 lunar distances away, which doesn't sound very far away.
It doesn't?
No, 13 lunar distances.
So from here to the moon times 13?
Okay, that now that you break it down, but other people are like, 13 miles? What?
No, from here to the moon times 13.
That's about 238,000 miles.
I mean, it's just a quick jog.
Hopefully it doesn't bump into anything on its way past us.
What if it like sent the moon slamming into us?
Well, that would be awkward.
I don't think that's how science works.
But I mean, like, if it hits a space station, could it actually like dink? Like it like bouncing off the bumpers in the bowling alley? Just like dink and starts towards Earth?
They seem to be tracking its progress pretty closely, safely. So okay. hopefully they'll avoid that.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, congrats, Sam.
Get the space station out of the way.
Thanks.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Our big thing is huge. We'll get it next.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
One big thing is the biggest thing we've ever had ever. I mean, it's even bigger than the giant asteroid that's coming towards Earth.
Don't worry, it's not going to hit us.
It's bigger than the Husker Senior Day coming up on Sunday as they take on Iowa for the final home game of the season.
That actually is going to happen.
Yeah, all of this is going to happen. And also is this. Millions of dollars is going to be won by one of us.
Well, and that would be good because if one of us wins, we all share the money.
So,
here on the Millionaires Club.
One more chance to get in the Millionaires Club, and everyone who does is also getting an awesome opportunity with tickets to Tunes. It's their new 2x2 giveaway where you have a chance to win a 4-night stay at the Bellagio in Las Vegas.
Yep. So if you get in for the Millionaires Club, all you have to do is stop by the station and we will have your name and you can pick up your ticket.
And the nice part about this also is not only you get the 4-night stay at the Bellagio, you get to choose what show you want to go to.
Ooh.
Which is massive because those tickets are expensive. So what we need for you for this final ticket in our Millionaires Club and a shot at $414 million tomorrow with the Powerball jackpot. 466-9696. Six of you, we need your names and phone numbers. That's it, because we need a random quick pick.
Mm-hmm.
So we can win big. The Millionaires Club, 466-9696, is our huge big thing.
Lincoln wakes up with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
Yeah!
On Kix 96.9.